now, as soon as, of course, the new year is over, we are seeing a propaganda push from the Luciferian United Nations World Health Organization and the fake stream media with this Kraken.
The Kraken!
Kraken, a nickname coined by some fear-mongering clown on Twitter and now adopted by the worldwide deception machine of lies known as the fake stream media. This, along with loads of scare stories, unlikely stories out of China, more crapola, governments urging people now to wear masks. It's like a rerun of 2020 with the stories coming out of China of people collapsing in the street. Right at the start of the pandemic, it was a load of crap back then. It's a load of crap now. Here we see what we know about the Kraken variant XBB 1.5 and why it's causing concern. And then yesterday we see the Luciferian World Health Organization. They all got together, you know, and have cameras point at them and record them speaking. And that's supposed to make people think something serious is happening, when it should alert you to there being a serious scam forthcoming. Here we see today, Australia pushing the same crap. New mutant Kraken strain. You know, they're so lazy. It's like, oh, we started off calling them, you know, like African variant or Mexican variant. Then we started naming them after Greek letters. But it's just not scary enough. So we go on to get a media clown to give it a nickname after a monster, and then we'll use that in the media because, you know, ooh, monsters are scary. Yeah, a Kraken is a mythical monster. It's not real. It doesn't exist. Very much like all of this.
Billions of profits they made from generations of addicted smokers and invested in something more family friendly. Something that could have a big effect on our future. Something that we consume every day. The food we eat. In 1985, tobacco giant R.J. Reynolds bought Nabisco Foods. Tobacco pioneer Philip Morris bought General Foods and 3 years later, Kraft Foods, making them the largest food producer in North America. And leaving the business of food in the capable hands of the same corporations who helped addict us to tobacco. Using the same tactics they used to promote tobacco, food companies set about peddling the entire planet a diet of processed goods, loaded with chemicals and additives, masquerading as food. This new machine operates with specific targets in mind, like addicting consumers, without them knowing it.
Breitbart is so bright out you can't see anything in the sky except the Fox satellite.
No, Lise.
Plans came crashing to the ground. The failed launch of a balloon carrying a multi-million dollar space telescope had onlookers scrambling for safety.
Never know what's going to happen. This baby fell out of the sky and landed in our yard. It's never boring on the Welke farm. Thank God there's no horses out or it didn't hit the house.
I was in Nottingham and I was sharing my faith, and somebody said, if God is so wonderful and so loving, how come there's evil in the world? Christianity 101 will answer that nice and easy. That wasn't the shock. What the shock was is when I said, why did you say that? She said, because I was raped and the guy wasn't brought to justice. He went to court and he got away. I mean, try to deal with that. So that would be a difficult thing to deal with. So it's not the apologetic side of things. It's the emotional side of things where you want to deal with. I had to explain to her that however bad she thinks that was, I can assure her that God is more angry with that person than she could be with him 1,000 times over. In fact, he's so angry with that situation that he appointed a day on which he will judge him and throw him into hell for eternity. And at that point, she felt that justice has been served somehow. And I said, you know what is in hell? It's the worst possible place you can go. And if you knew how bad it is, you wouldn't even wish it on him. And at that point, she opened up and she was willing to hear the gospel.
Here's why many Christians keep neglecting prayer. The pace of their life is too fast. If you're too busy to pray, you're too busy. The life of the believer ought to be one of devoted surrender. There's no replacement for time spent in the presence of the precious Holy Spirit. If you want to overcome neglect of prayer, then you must commit yourself to shaping your day around your time with Him. Rather than giving Him our leftover time, we ought to prioritize and then plan for prayer. The only way to be consistent in prayer is to prioritize it.
Hello, brothers and sisters, this is Lisa, and I'm here to share a word from Karen Newberry. The title is, Your Cup is Full, and this word was posted January 6th, 2023. Your cup is full. Your judgments have been ruled in heaven's courts. I will repay the lands for everything they have put forth. My angels are ready, my people. 2023 will be of weeping and mourning. Idols will fall, one after one. Hollywood, repent, for you take my children's innocence. You will reap what you sowed. My commandment to love one another, you all fall short of this day after day. The hate in your hearts are full. Separate yourselves from among them, do not dwell in their sins and waxing cold hearts. Beloved, I come. Daughter, judgment comes now. Repent, repent now. Thy kingdom come. Rejoice of this good news. Shout to the heavens. Encourage one another with these words. And the scripture that the Lord led her to was Isaiah 40, verse 1. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. And I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
In this last video, a person named Josh Fletch is exploring a penitentiary that is believed to be haunted. Along with some friends, Josh checks out the cells and other sites inside the building. But when Josh decides to go upstairs by himself to check the cells above, something pretty creepy is caught on camera. Take a look.
I may or may not have climbed up, because there's no stairs.
Upon arriving at the last cell, the silhouette of a person, or something, can be seen inside. Josh was immediately shaken to his core when he saw the dark figure standing there. Although neither Josh nor his friends have any clue as to what he saw, they can't help but feel that something paranormal had appeared. One theory is that the ghost of an inmate was caught on camera, but who knows? What exactly did Josh see inside the jail cell?
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters in Christ. Kit Harington is a famous actor. He's doing the vow of silence here. Is he just keeping the secret of the biblical world and about how fame, fortune, and success actually work? It looks like he's hiding his hand in his coat there, but I'm not totally sure. Not a great picture. Here he is on a magazine cover, hiding one of his hands in his coat, the way a Freemason would do. But it's probably just a humongous coincidence, right? Day after day, seeing celebrities, and even not-so-celebrities, doing these signs, symbols, and agendas. Almost like the world is biblical or something. Brothers and sisters, everyone else, God bless you.
So this is Bobby right here, and you had an accident when?
I had 3 accidents.
Yeah, but
head injury 3 times. First one in 1978.
Yeah.
1986 and 2000 something.
Uh-huh. And so we were talking to Bobby because she was kind of limping and she got this deal. And she said she has one leg that's shorter than the other, so we're going to fix that.
I'm using this because I had my bladder injury.
Okay. So
just hold it.
Yeah, but kind of aim it too.
Yeah.
Let me see. So, Bobby, let me have this other leg. Chris, come down right so you can look in right here. There you go. Do you see that?
I have a half inch lift in this one.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh. So you got a lift in the shoe?
Yeah.
Half inch.
Okay, so can you do me a favor? Because we want to make it right. Can
yeah.
you take the lift out so we can measure one foot against the other?
We're going to make it straight.
We're going to make it right.
Hopefully.
I'm guarantee it.
Guaranteed.
Jesus is good. You take the lift out. We want it to be totally even. Okay.
Okay.
Now you put that shoe on and we'll make it the same.
That'd be great.
It would be
Hope
great.
It works.
Oh, it'll work. All right. You don't it'll need to. Well, yeah, maybe you don't. Yeah, just put it on, Bobby. You can do that.
Yeah, I usually wear tennis shoes because that's
sure.
the lady high heels.
Of course. You don't
good.
Need high heels.
Good for
all right, now.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's have that again. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Bobby, here's what I want you to do. Now, Bobby, I'm pushing in on your shoes, so I'm not pulling any shoes off. And you
right.
tell us if we pull any shoes, because I'm not going to pull your shoes. We're just going to let it happen, okay? You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right. Here we go. Relax, Bobby. Totally relax.
Look at it go. Praise God.
Praise
the Lord.
Wow, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look at that.
They're yeah.
perfect.
That. Even. They're
perfect.
Even now.
Now, Bobby, stand up, and you don't have the lift in. Walk a little bit and tell us what the difference feels like. Tell us what this feels like.
Yeah.
Can you tell the difference, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much,
yeah.
I think.
Did it ever give you back problems?
Oh, yeah, lots of back problems.
Do you have any back pain right now?
Maybe a little.
Maybe a little?
Still recovering.
I mean, even at this moment, you could feel a little back pain?
Yeah.
What's the pain level, 1 through 10?
I don't know, 5.
Okay. I'll get rid of that. Lower?
Yeah.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for Bobby right now. We just speak to her back. We command every muscle, tendon, ligament, nerve to be healed now. Vertebrae line up. Disc go into place now. Every nerve be loose right now. And everything that occurred in the accidents be reversed. Go back to normal now. All pain, get out now, all of it. Just relax for a minute. Bobby, as you're standing there, do you have any pain in your body anywhere right now?
No, I think it disappeared.
Disappeared, okay. So how do you feel right now?
I feel a little better.
Yeah, you feel pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to test your walk a little bit?
Okay.
Just try it a little bit. See what you think. That's a lot better.
Yeah.
That's a lot better.
This man fell 9 floors. Look, FBI, firm believer in Jesus, just like Art Montgomery. He fell 9 floors and lived. He's a walking testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And he fell even through the skylight.
Yeah, through the skylight. And I'm going to pray for his hearing, so his hearing. So take those out real quick. And just one or two. Two? And so, can you? How much can you hear me right now?
I can hear you, but...
But not that much?
But not that much.
They
prayed for me the other day. But my hearing gets worse and worse because...
Do you want...
I bust the eardrum.
Okay. Do you want Jesus to heal you?
Yeah.
All right. So right now, eardrums be healed right now. Eardrums be healed, be restored. Hearing return right now in the name of Jesus Christ, because you are a walking testimony of the glory and power of the Lord. Now. Now, what's going on?
I can hear you.
You can hear me better?
Yeah.
How much better, bro? A lot? You can hear me a lot better?
Yeah.
You're serious. You're not pulling my leg. You can hear me better.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So, like, did you feel power when I prayed for you?
Yeah.
You felt the power of God. Did you feel like a pop?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Bro. You know, when he said to me he felt 9 stories and lived, I was like, oh, and then I saw his hearing aids, I was like, this man's going to get his hearing restored.
Yeah. when I fell off the last roof, it was back in November the 18th.
Right.
Almost close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I had the whole eye wrapped up because glass had got into my eye.
Right, right.
But thank the Lord, I can see a little better than what.
I totally forgot to pray for his eyes. I just overlooked it. But when we see this man again, I will pray for his eyes, and I have no doubt that they'll improve. And he knows the date, November the 18th, 1987, you said? He remembers the date.
Yeah.
Why would you forget the date if you fall through 9 stories, you know? And then the media thought he was on drugs and drinking. That is so disgraceful.
Yeah, the date.
Hold on, I'm going to
hold it for a minute. Skin graft?
Yeah, skin graft. Yeah. Hey, you stay like that. I'm going to go back here and you tell me if you can hear me. Good. So you can hear me better?
Yeah.
Thank you.